Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah continues speaking about the laws of a mavoi. Remember, a mavoi is an alleyway, and it's talking about a mavoi sasam, an alleyway where it is closed on three times, the back of it is a dead end. Yet still we saw that, rabbinically, a person has to do something in order to make some type of symbol or recognizing mark at the entrance to it. So the halacha says the Mishnah Hechsher Mavoi. In order for a Mavoi to be permitted to carry within it, Beishamayorim Lechi Vikora, a person has to have a horizontal beam on top of the wall as well as a vertical beam. Or Beisel Lomrim Lechi Okora. Either a person could put up a vertical beam or a Kora, a horizontal beam. Rabbi Lozer says Lichayayin, a person has to have two vertical beams, one on each side of the entranceway to the Mavui. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amr Talmud Acha Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, from the name of Rabbi Shmuel, one student said in front of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara teaches us that that student's name was Rabbi Meir. He was a student of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And he says, Lo nechleku Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel al Mavui shehu pachos me'ar ba'amos, that there's no disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if the entrance to the Mavui is less than 4 amos, approximately 7 or 8 feet. In that situation, everyone agrees, you could either use a vertical beam or a horizontal beam. Where do Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree? If the entranceway, the opening to the Mavui, is from 4 amos until 10 amos, Beis Shammai says you have to have both a horizontal and a vertical post. Beis Hillel say either a horizontal or a vertical one. Says Rabbi Akiva, no, that they argued in both cases. So the Gemara sounds really like this is the Tanakhama, this is the first rabbi in the Mishnah. The Gemara teaches us that the difference between the Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama is talking about a Mavoi which has in its entranceway less than 4 tvachim. According to one opinion, you don't need either a Lechi or a Korah, either a vertical beam or a horizontal beam. However, to the other's opinion, you need to have something, either a vertical or a horizontal beam. However, the Gemara doesn't say who holds what. Is it the Tanakhama or is it Rabbi Akiva? But ultimately, that's the discussion over here. Let's see one more Mishnah 3. Zedimar Hakoresha Amru. This that we said, Akora. Akora, again, was a horizontal beam that goes on top of the wall, on top of the entranceway, in order to make a Mavoi Sasam, a closed Mavoi, permissible to carry in it. Says the Mishnah, Rechava Kadei. It has to be wide enough. The beam has to be wide enough to hold an ariach, a half a brick, as we'll see. The ariach, a briach, says the Mishnah, chatzi levena shel shlosha tefachim, is a half brick of a 3 tefach brick. So it's basically a 1.5 tefach brick. A tefach is approximately 3 inches. So half of that, I don't know, would more or less 1.5 inches. Says the Mishnah, however, daya lekora, it is sufficient if the board, the beam, should have rechava tefach. All it has to be is a tefach, even though the ariach, this half brick, is 1.5 tvachim. However, it could, even a beam or a board of one tefach could hold it. K'dei l'kabel ariach la'arko, that you could put a ariach according to its length. That means to say, even though it's 1 tefach, but you could have a quarter of a tefach and another quarter of a tefach on either side, and as long as the width of the korah itself is 1 tefach, that will be sufficient because that is the amount that can hold a ariach that's 1.5 tefachim. Regardless of what the halacha is, that one does need a korah according to this opinion. Wishing you a beautiful day and an amazing upcoming week.